KD Country 94 weather.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, lawn and garden tractor, or gator, every piece of equipment in our inventory is ready to work hard for your operation. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Stop by your local Landmark location or learn more at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Overcast skies today with a slight chance for drizzle. High of 55. North winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight. Chance for isolated showers 37. Chance for mixed precipitation changing to all rain tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 57. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Hey, if you're looking for a variety of garden products, now's the time to stop in at Box Garden Center in Concord City. They have a wide variety ranging from A to Z. Asparagus crowns, bulk seed, and cool crops available. They also have a variety of roses, plus onion sets and white, yellow, and red onion plants, rhubarb, and seed potatoes. Be sure to come early for the best selection. You can always call ahead, 781-4905. And if you have containers or pouches needing repair, bring them in now or as soon as possible. Box Garden Center, 1111 6th Street in Concord City. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., except on Wednesday, open 9 to 5 and closed on Sunday. Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 785-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Governor Laura Kelly proclaimed this week as National Public Health Week in Kansas to recognize public health workers and the work they do keeping our state safe and secure. Public health officials or public health professionals are instrumental in helping communities prevent, prepare for, mitigate, and recover from not only health threats like communicable diseases, but also natural disasters such as wildfires, flooding, and severe storms, as well as disasters caused by human activity and public health emergencies. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment hopes to use National Public Health Week to educate public policymakers and public health professionals on issues that are important to improving the health of all Kansans. This goes hand in hand with this year's theme, Protecting, Connecting, and Thriving. We are all public health. Through daily engagement, the national event recognizes that public health is more than just health care and encourages us all to come together to achieve the goals of public health. This year's daily themes include today, civic engagement, tomorrow, health neighborhoods, Wednesday, climate change, Thursday, new tools and innovations, Friday, reproductive and sexual health, Saturday, emergency preparedness, and Sunday, future of public health. That full story posted at our website, kdcountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 16 Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmer, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at the website heartchoicesbeloit.com. The next City of Glen Elder meeting will be today, tonight, at 6 o'clock at the Glen Elder Library Community Room, 120 South Market Street in Glen Elder. Use the south door. Jewell County Conservation District sign up for cost share funds is now through May 15th. Water resources and non-point source pollution control practices. Funding provided by the Division of Conservation, Kansas Department of Agricultural through appropriations from the Kansas Water Plan Fund. Contact the Conservation District office for more information about all that at 785-378-3731, extension 3, for more information and cost share applications. The Mitchell County Convention and Tourism April meeting will be changing its usual date for that month only. It's usually on the first Tuesday of the month at 1:30, but for the month of April, it'll be the second Tuesday of the month at 1:30, same place at the County Commissioner Room on the second floor of the courthouse. Community luncheon, curbside carryout, or dine-in coming up this Thursday, April the 4th from 11 to 12:30 to Boost Ministries Blessing House, 120 North Campbell, there in Beloit. Sloppy Joe, chips, carrots, and cookie and more. Free will donation to assist with their outreaches. Benefit lunch and bake sale this Friday, April the 5th from 11 to 1 at Municipal Building there in Beloit. Lunch will be chicken pot pie. To-go boxes will be available. Proceeds will be given to Jennifer Schmidt to help fight the battle of cancer. Items for bake sale can be dropped off at Central National Bank or SNS Drug there in Beloit. Glen Elder American Legion Post number 143 is having an appreciation breakfast this Saturday, April the 6th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Glen Elder American Legion, 200 West Main Street in Glen Elder. They want to thank you for your support. The Glen Elder American Legion would like to show appreciation for the community support by providing a no-charge biscuits and gravy breakfast this Saturday from 8 to 1 at the Glen Elder American Legion. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Not running.
And Salvi hits it in the air to left field. It will carry. Back goes Kirilov. Gone for a three-run home.
Salvador Perez and the Royals getting the offense going early on their way to an 11-0 shutout of the Twins on Sunday. We'll have more on that coming up in the sportscast. We'll also look at local sports. Quick look at today's schedule. The Elite Eight and Final Four update in men's and women's basketball. The NJCAA championships with a lot of Kansas flavor, including a championship on the men's side on Saturday. And a bad situation for a Chiefs wide receiver. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. In local sports today, the Concordia and Sacred Heart baseball and softball teams will meet for doubleheaders this afternoon, beginning at 4 o'clock for both of those doubleheaders on the diamond of baseball and softball. You can find the full spring sports schedules at ncksports.com. There'll be a lot more area teams and athletes in action coming up on Tuesday, and we'll update you on that coming up tomorrow as well. Well, as heard moments ago, for the first time in the young season, the Royals had the offense and pitching going at the same time in an 11-0 win over the Twins on Sunday. Salvador Perez got things going in the first inning with a three-run homer heard earlier, and up 3-0. The Royals added six more runs in the second. Solo homers from Kyle Lisbell and Michael Garcia, an RBI single from Perez, a two RBI single from Adam Frazier, an RBI from Freddie Freeman put KC up 9-0 after two. Solo homers from Bobby Witt Jr. in the third and Nelson Velasquez in the sixth wrapped up the 11-0 shutout. Witt went 3-for-5 on the day and was just a double away from the cycle. On the mound, Brady Singer picked up the win. He went seven scoreless innings, giving up just three hits with 10 strikeouts. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on getting the offense going early.
Bobby's the one that his swing is the one that kind of started it for me. Like, he got on top of that fastball for the base hit. Then he worked a good at bat. Salvi laid off a couple pitches out of the zone, and then I believe that was a changeup that he hit for the home run. And, you know, that shows his power. You know, obviously we know he has power, but that was to get out to a lead today was nice, you know, based on how we had not scored the last 2 days.
Royals salvaged that final game, moved to 1-2 on the season. They're back on the field this evening. They hit the road for the first time, taking on the 2-1 Orioles in Baltimore. Michael Wacha makes his official Royals debut against Dean Kramer of the Orioles with first pitch at 5:35.
Rebounded by Fletcher Lawyer. Tennessee will not foul. And wouldn't you know it, on Resurrection Sunday, the Purdue Boilermakers have turned the doubters into believers! Believe this! For the first time since 1980, Purdue is headed back to the Final Four!
McCain throwing it up to the rim, missed the shot! And it's all over. The Wolfpack is riding an incredible wave, and the wave has turned into a tsunami. And that tsunami is headed to Phoenix, Arizona for the Final Four. Final score, 76-64. The Wolfpack beats Duke. You can light up the bell tower red. The Pack is back in the national semifinals for the first time since 1983.
Purdue and NC State wrapped up the last two spots in the men's Final Four on Sunday. Zach Edey scored a career-high 40 points for Purdue, overshadowing a 37-point outing from Dalton Connect of Tennessee as the Boilermakers picked up a 72-66 win to advance to Phoenix out of the Midwest. Also on Sunday in the South, NC State outscored ACC rival Duke 55-37 of the second half on their way to a 76-64 win. DJ Burns Jr. put up a season-high 29 in the win for the Wolfpack. First two teams to make the Final Four on Saturday were UConn and Alabama, tied at 23 at one point in the first half with Illinois. UConn went on a 30-0 run from the end of the first half to the start of the second on their way to a 77-52 win in the East Region Final. The overall top seed Huskies will face Alabama in the Final Four. Crimson tied with the number 4 seed in the West, knocking out number 6 seed Clemson 89-82 on Saturday night in LA. Final Four schedule in Phoenix coming up this Saturday at 5:09 NC State against Purdue and at 7:49 Alabama against UConn. Two of the four spots in the women's Final Four are secured. Overall top seed South Carolina moved to 36-0 with a 70-58 win over Oregon State in the Albany Regional 1 on Sunday afternoon, while Regional 4 in Portland saw the top seed Texas knocked out of the tournament by number 3 NC State 76-66. Final two spots in the Final Four will be claimed tonight in a rematch of last year's national championship. Number 1 seed Iowa takes on number 3 LSU in Regional 2 final in Albany at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Following that game will be the Regional 3 final in Portland with number 1 USC against number 3 UConn.
This year belongs to the Barton Cougars. They are the 2024 NJCAA Division I Men's Basketball National Champions.
For the first time in school history, the Barton Cougars claimed the NJCAA National Championship on the men's side. Top seed of Barton won 88-73 over number 7 seed Triton at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Hutch native Miles Thompson put up a 27-point, 13-rebound double-double to lead the Cougars to the title. They finished the season 36-1. Tonight, the Jayhawk Conference also has a chance to claim the women's NJCAA championship. Number 1 seed Hutchinson is 36-0, taking on number 3 Northwest Florida State, the defending national champion, entering at 33-3. Tip-off at 7 o'clock tonight on ESPNU from Casper, Wyoming. Finally in sports, according to the Kansas City Star, on Sunday evening, Dallas police were still searching for Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice in connection with a major car accident on the North Central Expressway in Dallas. Sources say one of the two speeding vehicles involved in the crash was registered to Rice's name. Dallas police spokeswoman Kristen Lohman said the accident took place around 6:25 Saturday night after drivers lost control of a Corvette and Lamborghini. The Lamborghini hit the center median wall, causing a chain reaction involving a total of 6 vehicles. Lohman also stated the occupants of the Lamborghini and Corvette all ran from the scene without stopping to determine if anyone needed medical help or providing their information. It is believed the Corvette is registered to Rice. As of Sunday morning, he had not appeared on the Dallas County jail logs, and when reached on Sunday, the Chiefs did not comment on the situation. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zankers Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Dinas.